You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Naso, and in our Parsha, the Torah tells us a very interesting idea in regards to a ger tzedek, a righteous convert, who becomes part of the Jewish people, he joins the Jewish people, and whereas all other Jews have relatives, natural relatives and cousins and heirs, if the person dies, so then there'll be something that they may have left over, and there'll be something that they will give to others. The money will end up in someone else's hands. When it comes to a ger, so sometimes if they don't have any children, so there's no relatives, there's no cousins, no uncles, there's no second, third cousins who can take over the possessions of that ger, of that righteous convert. So the Torah tells us about a scenario where if somebody steals, so the obligation is to return the item that they stole and to add on a fifth. There's a knas, a special extra payment that needs to be done, slap on the wrist, they pay an extra fifth. Now, what happens if the person who was stolen from was a ger, and the ger passes away, the proselyte passes away, there's nobody to give the money to, there's no relative, there's no child, heaven forbid. So the Torah tells us that in such a case, interestingly, the money is to be given, the person still has to give the money, the thief still has to pay back. What does he pay? He pays the Kohen, he gives the money to the priest. And the Medrash explains, the Medrash wants to understand, and wants us to understand, the incredible value, incredible greatness of a proselyte, of a ger. There's a whole section, it's in Parsha Ches, and I'm only going to read a part of it because it's really, really extensive. It goes on for pages and pages and pages, talking about the great praises, the positive view that the Torah has for gerim, for gerei tzedek, for righteous converts, people who convert for the right reasons, people who convert to Judaism because they are drawn after God, and after his Torah, and after his people. So, I'd like to read to you a bit from the Medrash. We'll see what we can get to. We only have a certain amount of time. But in understanding the greatness of the proselytes, and understanding the greatness of how the Torah views the ger, the righteous converts, so we also can take a tremendous lesson from them and understand what it means to be someone who chooses God. What it means to be someone who's called a Yirei Hashem, someone who truly fears God. We'll see a beautiful mashal, a beautiful analogy to a wild deer that comes into the stables on its own and is shown preferential treatment because of the fact that it chose to leave the wilds and to come into the world of the domesticated animals. So I'd like to share with you first from the very beginning of Parsha Ches, and maybe there'll be time to also point out some ideas outside what the Medrash says later. It says like this, Revo Omer, Yeshuvu Yeshev Etzilai. Pasuk says in Isaiah chapter 14, beautiful chapter, Shu Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a famous chapter that we read during the times of Tshuva, Shabbos Tshuva, we read it. Return, O people of Israel, to God. And the Pasuk says there, Yashuvu Yeshev Etzilai. Let them return, those who sit in God's shadow. Right, when we do God's will, a ger, a proselyte, who comes to become part of the Jewish people, comes to be under the shade. Right now I'm in my backyard. You can see I'm in the shade. It's a very sunny day. It's a very hot day. And yet still, I'm sitting in the shade of a beautiful tree. Above me is an olive tree. To my side is my plumeria, you can see. And you can, I think, see over here little olive branches growing up from the root of the olive tree. But what does it mean to sit in the shade? It means to come and be protected. Be protected from the heat. Protected from the rain. Protected from the elements, protected from all of the negative spiritual forces that are all around us. But it's interesting, the language of the pasuk isn't let them come. Let the ger, let the proselyte come, but it says come back. Let them return. Yeshuvu Yoshev Betzilo says, Elo Agerim. These are the proselytes. These are the converts to Judaism. Shem Boim V'chasim Betzilo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they come and they protect themselves with the shade of God, with the shade of the Blessed One. Now, what do they do? How do they protect themselves? How do they return? And there's a long explanation here, which I'm not going to read inside, but it speaks about the fact that these are the sparks. The convert is someone who has a Jewish soul, but it's trapped in a non-Jewish body. And so the non-Jew comes and he comes back to the Jewish people. There's a return. His soul, that spark, which was lost, is brought back. Part of the reason the Jewish people have to go into exile is to bring back all of these lost sparks. Just learned about Ruth Amoyavia. Just learned about Ruth, the great-grandmother of David HaMelech, King David. And indeed, we'll see that incredible power. I think we'll see. There's so much here. I don't know if we'll get to it, but the incredible power of a ger, bringing back the sparks that were lost from the Jewish people, bringing them back, and the incredible power that he has on his children, on his grandchildren. In fact, the Medrash points out that a ger, if his daughter marries a Kohen, a priest, so then his grandchildren will be priests in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. And it's for this reason that the Pasuk points out that if he doesn't have heirs, that the payment needs to be made to the Kohen, to the priest, because the convert, he himself has the ability, by coming and joining the Jewish people, to be like a priest. His grandchildren can serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. So, he's returning, Yashuvu Yeshev Tzilei, he's returning to nestle in the shade of God. What is that done? How is it done? What is it done through? Yechayu Dagon, the pasuk says, they will live with the wheat, with the produce. What's the Dagon? What's the wheat? What is the bread of the Jewish people? Says the Medrash B'Talmud. The convert comes and he studies the Gemara. He studies the Talmud. And he studies the law. The Talmud represents all the halachas, all of the different specific laws that the Jewish people have, 613 commandments, and all of the sub-commandments, and everything. He comes to study that. And he lives through that. He comes alive. Yifruchu kagofen. Very beautifully, as I told you guys 2 weeks ago, over there, I have two vines, two grapevines. So they come alive. And as we saw, perhaps we'll see together again here, the Jewish people are compared to a vine because the vine is very low. The actual vine itself is very low, but its branches reach up, reach far. They have an expansion, they expand. And the ger also has that expansion. How? Ba'agada, interestingly, the Medrash says, by learning this kind of study, learning Medrash, Agada has an incredible power to inspire us, to expand our reach, our spiritual reach. So the convert comes in, he studies Gemara, he studies the halachas, he studies the Agadas, he understands the spiritual background behind all of the laws. Zichrei ki yein levonoi. They're mentioned like the wine of Lebanon. What's this wine? So, Lebanon, as we'll see, represents the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, the place where the word Lebanon is from the word Lavan, which means to whiten. The Beis HaMikdash serves to whiten the sins of the Jewish people. And what happens there? What's brought there? There are special wine libations that are part of the process of every korban, every sacrifice that serves to whiten us, to clean us off. And the gerim also, they serve to inspire us, and their names, God finds those names to be beloved, the names of the gerim, of the proselytes. What is the idea behind this? So this medrash is also found in another place earlier in the Torah, and it's speaking about the name of Basia, Bas Paro. Basia was one of the first proselytes to the Jewish people, became part of the Jewish people, the daughter of Pharaoh. She gave the name to Moshe Rabbeinu. She pulled him in. She took care of him. Moshe, the savior of the Jewish people, was taken care of by righteous convert, Basia. And her name, Basia, the daughter of God, was very beloved to Hashem. And the name that she gave Moshe was his name for all time. Moshe. He had many other names, Avigdor, Yekusiel, many different names Moshe Rabbeinu had, but the main name of Moshe is the name that was given by the Ger. Perhaps we can understand this simply, that the concept of the name has to do with the essence of who the person is. Moshe Rabbeinu ben Amayim Mishvisiu, he was taken out of the water. Moshe Rabbeinu, his life would be inextricably bound to the concept of water. He's going to save the Jewish people by being involved with bringing a plague upon the water, which is the Nile, but he's going to be involved in bringing the water out of the rock for the Jewish people and giving them water, which is the analogy for Torah, giving them life, giving them that which keeps them alive, giving them sustenance. It's Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, the essence of who he was identified by Basia, by this righteous convert. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, The name of the convert is beloved to me. The name that the convert gives the child to Moshe Rabbeinu is beloved to me. Which really means that this person, by joining the Jewish people, figures out the essence of life. They're called a Yorei Hashem. They're called someone who fears God. They understand who is the source of life. Later on in the Medrash, which we're not going to be able to see because there's so much material here, the Medrash refers to the fact that goes through the whole parak of Tehillim, which talks about Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem, Ha'olech B'Drachov, Shir HaMaleis. That, and then it brings at the end of this Shir HaMaleis, it talks about the one who fears God goes in God's ways. And at the end, it mentions the fact that they get a blessing from Tzion, they get a blessing from Jerusalem. Yerushalayim is the source of all blessing. The Beis Hamikdash, the temple. It was, of course, the place, as we just said, where our sins were forgiven through the karbonos, through the sacrifices. But it was also the place which was the center of Torah learning. The Sanhedrin sat on the Temple Mount, on Har HaBayis. And there, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, from there, the wellsprings of Torah came forth. And the Ger, the proselyte, understands the essence, the root, identifies the name which represents the essence of the person, understands where everything comes from Hashem. And so the convert merits that great blessing. Okay. Says the Medrash, Dabar Acher, Yechayu Dogon. Another explanation we said, Yechayu Dogon means that they come alive through their study of Gemara, of the Halacha. But another understanding, Yechayu Dogon can also mean they live with the produce, through the produce. He also ikur him kisrael. The ger becomes, even though his foundation, his root, he comes from outside of the Jewish people. But no, says the Medrash. He also ikur him kisrael. They become like the Jewish people themselves, like the people of Israel themselves. Inseparable, indistinguishable. Kimad tema, as the pasuk says in Zechariah, Dagan Bachurim refers to the uses the word Dagan, which is used in this verse, that they become enlivened with produce. The word produce, we find it used in regards to Bachurim, young people, people who are in the prime of their life. They become primal. They become prime like the Jewish people. Yifruchu Kagofen, as we said before, they flower like the vineyards, like the grapevines. Ki Yisrael, Kemad Tema, Gefen Mitzrayim Tasiya, brings the pasuk which we quoted 2 weeks ago, that the Jewish people are referred to as a grapevine. So to the proselyte, the ger, the convert is referred to as a grapevine. What's the idea of a grapevine? So it's explained here, as we said earlier, the grapevine is a very low plant, but but it extends outwards and it shoots, its offshoots extend in every direction. But it represents the fact that the convert is somebody who humbles himself, right? They grew up in a place where everything goes, or with a completely different understanding of what spiritual reality looks like. And they come and they humble themselves and give themselves over to the Torah and say, this is the correct way. I'm going to throw everything. I'm going to throw away my past. And that's the character of the Jewish people, right? Baishanim, Gamel Chasodim, what are the three? I can't remember the first one, but the second one is Baishanim, that we are humble, that we're embarrassed, that we're not a haughty people. In order for someone to be a convert, they have to have a tremendous amount of humility. Okay. So the Torah wants us to know, that a convert is no different than anybody else. If a person steals from a convert, a person owes that person money, and then he dies, you still have to pay. And who do you pay to? You pay to the Kohen. It's a hint to the incredible value, the incredible esteem that the Torah and Hashem holds the convert in, being somebody who has chosen to join the Jewish people. Now I'd like to read to you from the second section of the Medrash. It says like this, Hadao dichsev Hashem ohev tzadikim. This is what the verse says, it refers to when it says, God loves the righteous. Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Ani oyavai ehov. I love those who love me, says God. Those who honor Hashem, Hashem honors them. The relationship is mutual. A convert. And we can emulate the convert, of course, when we choose to leave the culture around us. Bali Tshuva are this way as well. Those who grew up with a completely secular culture, liberal culture, and choose to join the Jewish world, the frum world, the religious world, and become greater, and become more spiritual, and become more connected to Hashem. Those who honor Hashem, those who love Hashem, and express it in this way, they are loved by Hashem. V'lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Tzadikim, says the Medrash an amazing thing. Why does God love the righteous? And why does God love the convert? Why does the Torah say over and over again, Havtem Esager, you must love the convert? The Torah exhorts us tens of times to make sure that we give the proper respect and honor and go out of our way not to cause any emotional pain to a convert. Why? Why does Hashem love the righteous? She'ena nachla ve'ena mishpacha, says the Medrash, an interesting thing. It's not something which is inherited. It's not a familial aspect. A person who's a Levi, a person who's a Kohen, these are impressive things. These are things that, of course, we respect. We understand that we need to show honor to a Kohen. He gets the first Aliyah. The Levite gets the second. We know that they are going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple. So we have a tremendous respect for that. But that is something which is they're born into. They didn't do anything to earn that. But to be a tzaddik, to be a righteous individual, to be a convert, this is not something that you get naturally. This is not something that comes because of your parents or your grandparents. This is something that the individual chooses. I choose to be righteous. I choose to be a convert. I choose to be somebody who is spiritual and dedicated and steps away from the foolishness of the culture that surrounds us, the immaturity of the culture around us. Ad Moitzei Kana Beis Avim, Halavim Beis Avim, we find that the priests, they have something that they get from their father, from their father's house. Shenemar Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem. The house of Aaron will bless God, says King David. The house of the Levites will bless God. It's a house. It's something that has to do with their house. It's something that's not earned. It's not something that they chose. It's something that they were born into. If you wanted, a famous joke, a guy comes to the rabbi, says, I want to be a priest, make me into a priest. The rabbi says, well, what do you mean? He says, I want to be a priest. Convert me into a priest. And finally gets out of him, why do you want a priest? Well, my father was a priest. My grandfather was a priest. Right? Classic Jewish joke. But it's not something that you can't be converted to be a Kohen. You're either born a Kohen or you're not. You can't be a Kohen or a priest or a Levite if you weren't born into that. Says the Medrash, if a person wants to be a tzaddik, you want to be a righteous individual, afilu goy, yochalu, shehinu beisav, even if a person is not Jewish, from amongst the nations of the world, you want to be a tzaddik, you want to be righteous, it's available to you. It has nothing to do with your parents. It has nothing to do with your grandparents. L'kaku oimei rirei Hashem baruch hu Hashem. After it says, the house of Aaron will praise God. The house of Levi will praise God. Who praises God next? It doesn't say the house of those who fear God. It just says those who fear God will bless Hashem. Which means to say that it's not something that's a family business. It's something that you gotta earn. Even a person who's a tzaddik, his kids don't necessarily proceed to become tzaddikim. It's something that they themselves have to earn. They themselves have to choose. Beis Yireh Hashem le'nemar, le'Yireh Hashem, ein beis hav, ela ma'atzmam nisnadvu v'avu l'kodesh baruch hu. They themselves chose to be from those who love God, to be from those who honor God. L'fichach baruch hu oyavim, and therefore Hashem reciprocally shows them special love. The tzaddik, the righteous individual, who has chosen that because they've chosen to become part of the Jewish people, or because they're part of the Jewish people and they've chosen to become more lofty, more spiritual. These are loved by Hashem. L'kach nemar Hashem oyev tzadikim. And here we get to the mashal that I mentioned earlier. Arbei Kadosh Baruch Hu oyev hasagerim. Hashem loves the converts so much. L'ma hadavar doma? What is it comparable to? L'melech shehayis leitzayin. There was a king, and he had a whole flock of sheep. And they would go out with the shepherd, and they would come back each day. One time, there was a deer, a wild deer, that came and started to join the flock. And it would come into the king's corrals and go out with the sheep. In and out with the sheep. Look like it's a yizim. He came to the sheep and the goats, and the deer was just grazing with them. He kept going in and out with them. So they told the king about this deer. It was unusual. This wild deer was with all the sheep. Coming in, going out with them, grazing with them. The king was very excited about this unusual situation. And he saw the deer. The king said, I want a special shepherd to be in charge of that deer. I want you to make sure it's not like the sheep. I don't want you to do anything to it. To force it into line. Just treat it specially. Give it extra love, extra care. And the king would say, when the deer would come in with the sheep, he would say, give it extra water. Give it. The king gave it preferential treatment. The king was in love with this deer. The shepherd said to the king, you have so many sheep, you have so many goats, you have so many animals. They not mazireinu. They don't give us any instructions about all the other animals. But every single day you're telling us how nicely to treat this deer. The king is like, look, the sheep, it wants, it doesn't want, it's not like it doesn't really have, you know, a will of its own. It just follows wherever you go. The way of a sheep is, it follows a shepherd, goes out, comes back. The king explained, look, you know why I show this deer special treatment? It's because the deer, naturally, it lives out in the wilderness. It's not its way to come into a domesticated area. Should I not show special preferential treatment? Should I not appreciate this deer that chose to come and share its beauty with us and come into the domesticated area, into my corral? Do we not need to show tremendous appreciation to the convert, to the proselyte, to the ger tzedek? He left his family. He left his father's house. He left his nation. He left all of the nations of the world. He came to us. We, the hated nation, he became part of us. He became part of our people. He left it all. That's why the Torah says constantly, over and over again, protect the ger, take care of the ger, make sure that you give preferential treatment to the ger, to the convert. Hashem exhorts the people of Israel, take extra care of them, don't cause them any damage. Pasuk says in Devarim, you shall love the ger, you shall love the convert. Make sure you don't cause him any pain. Make sure you don't cause him, you don't say words that might hurt his feelings. So the message is very clear, and I would add, that it's not just true of a convert, of course it is, but what makes the convert special is that he chooses tzidkus. He chooses righteousness. He chooses to join the Jewish people, but not just that. He chooses to be a great individual. You don't just leave your culture, your family. It's a terrible nisayon. It's a terrible situation to put oneself in, to leave one's culture, one's family, often with opposition from the family. Becoming a Jew? If a person is a Christian and becomes a Jew, it's a terrible thing. In Islam, if someone leaves Islam, leaves the faith, he's liable for death. So it's an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. But it's also true of every person, every Jew, who doesn't just go along mindlessly like a sheep, but chooses to make himself righteous, chooses to love Hashem, chooses to seek Yiras Hashem, the fear of God. That person is deeply loved and deeply blessed. And that person has children who are blessed. Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, his father was a ger. Rabbi Akiva, one of the greatest Jews that ever lived. He came from the return of this amazing spark which had been lost and brought back to the Jewish people. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to see. Of course, in the literal sense, to show love and support for the ger, for the convert. But in a deeper sense, to also recognize that we ourselves can learn something from that. Hashem should help us to be like the convert, to be like the person who seeks righteousness, to be from among those who love Hashem and who Hashem also loves. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.